Toast and Jam, who do you appreciate? Toast and Jam, Toast and Jam, who's your favorite podcast? I think we all know the answer to that one, right?
It didn't rhyme.
It didn't rhyme. It doesn't have to rhyme, does it?
Well, I'll give
listen
it to
a song once in a while. They don't always rhyme.
All right, I'll give it to you.
All right. Valley City State University presents Toast and Jam, broadcasting from the Rhodes Science Center. I'm Tim Oast, known as Toast. Here he is, Paul McDonald, known as Jam. And your Yankees, how are we doing?
Yeah, so far so good. We've moved on into the playoffs, discarded those poor people from the Northeast, and they are now getting their golf clubs out and ready for their fall season.
The PGA. they can join the Twins, I guess.
Yes.
Anyway, want to thank our executive producer. He's gone again this week.
I don't think we can. I think he's no longer our executive
producer. I agree. Austin Rogelstead, way to go. And
Coley Hansen joining us today.
Coley, good to have you here. Hey, that's great. It does take two to handle us.
It takes a lot. It takes a village.
Army, yes. Okay. Anyway, so it looks like, Paul, you are the winner of the bet. The Yankees and the Red Sox, yeah. What's going to happen there?
We'll wait until Lobster comes back into season, and then we'll have the lobster dinner on Mr. Kringley, yes.
Not crab legs?
No. Okay. Steak and lobster, yeah.
Okay, I had crab legs on Saturday night.
No,
ooh.
No, steak and lobster. I'm going to make him pay for it.
Dr. Alan Burgad, Dean of the School of Education, is our guest this week. We'll talk to him in just a bit, but first, we get that quick rundown in the world of sports from the past week.
Tennis wrapped up for the Highliners. They did have three gentlemen that played in state qualifying matches at doubles. It was Cole Haugen and Kellen Westman. They lost in the state qualifying match. Quinn Kruger in singles lost in state qualifying match. So the tennis season is now done for the Highliners. Cross country, they are 2 weeks away from the state cross-country championships, which will be at Parker's Recreational Center, which is, of course, in Jamestown. And they're excited about it this year because it's now their B. And you look at races that they've had this year, a lot of the Highliners on both boys' and girls' side have finished in the top 10 as far as B runners are concerned. They might be in with Class A as well, but so they're excited about getting that here coming up 2 weeks from Saturday. They'll be getting into that cross-country championships in Jamestown. So their season is winding down. Volleyball, they've been off since last Tuesday. They are currently 10-1 on the year and 6-0 in the region. They've got a big one tonight at the Hack. Kindred coming to town. When these two teams met earlier this year, there was a five-setter that the Highliners won in Kindred, and that'll be a 7:15 start time for the varsity match, and that'll be for top bragging rights in Region 1. That'll be a big one tonight in at the Hack, and then they're going to go on the road for the next three before coming home at the end of the month for their last two with Lisbon and Mayport CG. Football, they lost on Friday night to Ellendale Edgley Cullum, 41-0. Still have playoff chances. They could still get into the playoffs. They need to win out.
What are they, two and five?
2-5 overall, 2-3 in the region. They've got Oaks coming up at home this Friday, last home game of the year. They need to beat Oaks, then they need to beat Northern Cass last game of the year, and then get a little bit of help to see if they can get themselves into the playoffs. And they've been doing well at home. They're 2-1 at home, so they've got Oaks coming up Friday night, 7 o'clock kickoff from Hannah Field. For VCSU, the volleyball team is back out to Montana this week. They leave tomorrow, and they'll be gone until Sunday because it'll be the Friday and Saturday matches coming up this week on the road in Montana against Tech, Montana Tech and Montana Western. The cross-country runners, they're at the Marauder Open on Friday in Bismarck. They're at the Jimmy Invite here this past Friday and did get a couple of top 10 finishes at the Jimmy Invite. Golf, they're going to be playing in Holly on Wednesday and Thursday. For the Comet Invite, hosted by Mayville State, it'll be played at the Holly Course here Thursday and Friday. And football, they are coming off a tough loss to Rocky Mountain College, 31-21 on Saturday. And they'll be back home. Mayville State coming to town. Mayville's coming off a big, emotional triple overtime win over Dickinson State on Saturday, 34-32. And so that'll be a big one here 1 o'clock kickoff at Lochan Stadium and Dakota Bank Field for Viking football. So that's what's going on.
Okay, anytime you beat Dickinson State, that's like winning a national title.
They're ranked in the top 15, or were.
Oh, boy.
Look out for Mayville. Big win for Mayville.
So things are changing a little bit at Mayville.
Rocky Larson's got them in a different direction now.
Okay, very good. Good wrap-up. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to our interview. We've got Dr. Ellen Burgad again, Dean of the School of Education, Valley City State University. I'm going to let you lead this interview. You know more about it than I do, so
I can do that.
Is that okay with you?
That works for me.
Okay, but first I want to say this. Burgad.
Right, okay.
Very, very German.
That is correct, Tim.
I think we're going to have to move the microphone there.
Yeah, there we go.
We want to be able to hear you. So,
yeah.
But yeah, very, very, very German. And again, home is where?
Oh, my home is Strasburg, North Dakota.
Okay. Yeah, home of Lawrence Welk.
That is most
The house
definite.
Is still there, right?
Yes, it is. It's a heritage center right now.
Okay.
Very good. Although I never visited it myself.
How many years at Valley City State?
Oh, this is going in my fifth year. I'm a former graduate of Valley City State and was here through 85 and graduated in the spring of 89 in our teacher education program.
Okay. Any other trips around before you got here?
Oh, absolutely. I started teaching my teaching career close to home in Napoleon, North Dakota. And then from there, I went to become a principal in Stanley, North Dakota, and on to be the superintendent in Stanley. So I spent 10 years there before we ventured east to Northern Cass. I was a superintendent at Northern Cass for 9 years. And then my last 8 years, I was the assistant superintendent at West Fargo Public Schools.
Got to ask this question. What's your favorite German dish?
Niffle soup.
Yeah. Oh, he knew it was coming.
Now we're talking.
or Niffle and Kraut.
You know, they had that. Have they had? No, they haven't. I think it's this week. Sauerkraut Days in Wishick. I believe that's this week. They're making that a 3-day affair this year because I think it's 100 years.
And, of course, they have great sausage there,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Can't have sausage without the sauerkraut, then. That's for sure.
That's a given.
That's for sure. Well, Dr. Burgad, let's get kind of the point of having you on. Of course, the McCarthy Hall, the School of Education, got remodeled. I actually got to spend some time in there yesterday. Because the Tech Students Association, or to go to Technical Students Association, they had their meeting here, their leadership conference on campus, and I was speaking, ironically, about podcasting to three of the groups. What a beautiful facility that McCarthy Hall has turned into with all the renovations. Now, as Dean of Education and Dean of the School of Education, how proud of you are you with what has been done over at McCarthy Hall?
Paul, it's tremendous. It's a tremendous facility, as you had a chance to visit. And when I first came here to Valley City, Dr. LaFave mentioned that, you know, Alan, this is definitely in the works to renovate McCarthy Hall. And prior to that, we didn't know if it's going to be a reality, but it was definitely a vision to make it happen. So we did our own renovation. We painted some walls and put up some blinds and utilized some of the classrooms. Mm-hmm. And kind of made it our education center at home and used two classrooms while we were there and bought some new furniture and made it happen. But what it turned into now, and I think you have to see the students there, how happy they are, how proud they are, along with their faculty. It's a beautiful facility. The other thing it does, it definitely brings our students together. It's a close-knit group. We have, give or take, about 200 in our education program here face-to-face in our K-12 education program at Valley City State. And you see the students passing the halls, and they make it their home. The breakout rooms, the lounge, the learning centers, the classrooms, it's phenomenal. And we wanted to model it to look very similar to what a classroom would look like at a school, but for adult learners, of course, and we definitely accomplished that mission.
Another huge draw for Valley City State.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When we have new students come and see the facility along with their families and parents, they are in awe of our learning space in our education center.
Ribbon cutting was during homecoming weekend on Friday, the 26th. They had the big ribbon cutting. What a perfect time to do something like this. You have a lot of alum back in town and here and getting a chance to see this. How did the ribbon cutting go?
Well, I think it was amazing. And in addition to that, I had a chance to see so many of my former Valley City peers and classmates. So a lot of families came back. It was great to reconnect with them. The homecoming game was great. The festivities, the parade, the ribbon cutting. I think everybody just wanted to hang around McCarthy Hall throughout the day. And I was so busy talking to people, I didn't get a chance to have any ice cream.
Well, if you told us that, we would have brought some today. Sorry about that.
A little toast and jam and ice cream. That's good, huh?
If you invite me back, I'll go with the noodles and kraut.
We'll do that. We'll count on that. But when people think of Valley City State University, they think of the teachers. Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think of the number. I might be off by quite a bit, but it's well over 100 school districts in North Dakota that have Valley City State connections as far as teachers. What a branch that this university has had with their teaching department.
Yeah, we have right now over 1,600 teachers and principals and superintendents across the state of North Dakota.
That's just North Dakota.
Yeah. That doesn't count throughout the United States or internationally. We touch all corners of the state and touch all corners of the United States with our teachers that are out there in the field. And they make quite a bit significant impact. And it's those teachers that actually are our feeder program. Because when you ask new students that come into Valley City, you ask the question, why do you want to come to Valley City to become a teacher? And they will mention, you know, I have a teacher, counselor, or principal, or family, or parent that went here, and they encouraged me to really check it out and consider Valley City State to earn their degree in teacher education.
And that was going to be my next question. What makes Valley City State so different from other teaching schools?
Well, that's easy. It's our professors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's definitely our professors. Our professors, they take the entire individual, and they're very concerned about them. They support them throughout their mission to become a teacher. They want them. They hold them accountable. They want a quality teacher to be out in the field, but the connections that our professors have with our students.
Is elementary education the biggest draw as far as bringing students in?
Yes, it is. We have about, here on campus, we have about 110 face-to-face students. We have about 330 in our entire program. And that's elementary ed, and then about 520 in our K-12 program. So elementary ed is definitely the largest draw.
And, of course, you could go on to be a teacher. You could be a coach. You can do a little bit of everything. It doesn't limit you to being just a teacher. Now, you talked about you graduated in 1985 now, or in 89 from VCSU. How has teaching changed over the years with technology and with the way things have gone? How has it changed in the last 40 years?
You might be surprised with my answer. I don't think it has. I still think it's the connections and the one-on-ones that you have with students and the learning and the passion and the compassion that has to go behind it. I think those are the key components to becoming a teacher. Mm-hmm. Yes, there's technology. There's different ways to learn. There's different delivery. And, of course, now there's AI. Mm-hmm. And who knows what that's going to bring. But it always goes back to the connections that you have with the students and the passion and compassion that you have behind it.
The people.
Exactly. Yeah. It's learning is social. Yeah. Learning is definitely social. It's a big part of it.
Yeah, and it's got to be the love of teaching and the love of the children. My wife was a teacher, not one of the highest paid careers, but loved the kids, loved the teaching. You got to have a love for it, too.
Yeah, exactly. And if you ask our pre-service teachers or our teacher candidates, why did you like to go into teaching, it's mostly that, one, they were inspired by a teacher, and two, they have a great passion for children.
Exactly. My father was a teacher at Fargo South High School and then became assistant principal. So being in a household with a teacher, mm-hmm. And he was a math instructor, he was a math teacher. Well, that was so obviously you went to dad for your math problems if you had them. But
I
never had those.
I'm wondering if you're good in math.
Actually, yes, barely.
Okay.
Barely. If I ever came home with anything below a C in math.
A little sit down?
Yeah, there was no dinner for me that night. So I learned quickly, I better get those grades up.
Oh, yeah.
But you talk, and of course, I came from a family of nine, so he had his own classroom at home, too.
Oh, sure.
with that. But just when he came home from work, it seemed like he was always, he achieved something big when he was, while I was alive, he was an assistant principal. But just hearing him talk about when he was a teacher back in the 40s, because that's when he started teaching in the late 40s, into the 50s and 60s, just the sense of accomplishment, and then having those students come back and say, you know, you inspired me, Mr. McDonald, or something you said in class. Do you get that, too? Have you had former students that call you and say, hey, you know, I'm going to be a teacher because of you or because of something you said? It really helped me in life.
Oh, absolutely, all the time. I think when you ask anybody that's in education, like I said, why did you go into education? It's the impact that a former educator had on those students. And you touch thousands of lives every day. Touch thousands of lives every day with what you communicate with them and how you support them throughout their mission.
You know, Paul, I have been around a teacher all my life, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. my mom was a teacher. Now my wife's a teacher. Can't get away from teaching. But they'll teach you a lot of lessons in life, period. They know how to handle that kind of stuff. Us radio announcers, I don't know how that... We can't relate no. at all, you know.
Well, you can communicate.
We can communicate. We can communicate. We can that.
Well, you'd be surprised how we communicate, though.
Exactly.
Well, and you're not just educating an individual. You're making a person. You're getting them ready for life.
Yeah. There's so many other values besides learning math or English. It's really... how you carry yourself, your dispositions, how you relate with people, and being positive and having that growth mindset. How do you establish that growth mindset that every day is going to be a good day?
And being here, this is an exciting time at Valley City State University. Record enrollment continuing every, I think it's the third semester that we're breaking enrollment records. And I think I know the answer to this because Dr. LaFave has said this, and I'm sure you will say this. What makes Valley City State, Valley City State?
Well, I hope it's the right answer, but I would say it's the people.
Bingo.
Hit it right on the nose.
And that's and retention, getting instructors that come back year after year and stay here. Or if they were a student here, they want to come back to Valley City to teach or to live. That says something about the community and the relationship between the school and Valley City itself.
Yes. Yeah, and our teacher education program is not only the largest in the state of North Dakota, it's one of the largest in the Midwest. There's very few that are as large as our education program.
Right.
We're not the largest institution or largest university by any means, but we do have one of the largest education programs.
And it's amazing, too. You know, we once in a while we'll go out eating, and there's this server, and she says, I'm going into education. Okay, but I'm online with Valley City State. Mm-hmm. That too. You know, you have so many people outside the campus itself.
Yeah, and that's a whole nother avenue because many of the online students might be 30 years old working as a paraeducator, which is a critical shortage in our schools also, and fulfilling that need. They may be a substitute teacher, they may be a bus driver, they may be a paraeducator, and we definitely need those individuals, and they have the vision and passion to become a teacher. And they're good at it because they live the day in and day out of at school. They know how to communicate with their colleagues, and they know how to communicate with students.
You know, you look at the schools hiring out of college as well. With Valley City State's track record, they're probably going to be higher on the list of getting hired.
Yeah, I was also, my last 2 years, I was a part-time principal in my current role, and I had to fill a void in one of our positions in late August or middle of August, and I went through the roster at this particular district at West Fargo exactly, and there was 150 in the pool, and they actually highlighted all the Valley City grads, but they were all hired, so.
Well, that says something about Valley City State, though.
Yeah.
That's great.
Could you put Valley City State on your resume? You're moving to the top of the list.
Exactly. Yeah. Not only in our state, there's other states that recognize that in the state of Wyoming, Illinois, Minnesota. Those principals and school leaders would are always looking for Valley City State grads.
Have we Is the sky the limit for the education program here at VCSU?
I definitely think so. Definitely the sky's the limit, not only within our community, but nationally. We're having quite a few. We have 150 online students right now, and maybe 100 of those or 90 or so are from North Dakota, and the rest are across the United States. So I do think the sky's the limit. I think our new facility, I think some of the things that we're doing in our program is also having an impact. We had a large focus on reading literacy, and I think the parents and the new recruits understand that and how important it is to be a quality reading teacher when you're in elementary. So I do think sky's the limit, and I think enrollment kind of suggests that.
And getting tagged best college year after year after year, it doesn't hurt either, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. U.S. News and World Report, how many consecutive years?
Many, many years.
Is it 24 or something like that? It's just phenomenal how many years it has gone in a row. But McCarthy Hall with the renovation, what kind of precipitated this? You had said that when you came on campus 5 years ago, Dr. LaFave had said something that we're already in the works. This education is one of our main curriculums here at VCSU. So let's make the School of Education very attractive. Would that be one of the reasons for part of the upgrade? Or I know this school's been around for 135 years.
Yeah, I've been in a lot of teacher education centers across North Dakota and some in Wyoming and some in Minnesota and some in the Illinois area, and this is probably one of the nicest I've ever been in.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And in addition to that, when you're going through the program, you want to provide the pre-service teachers spaces and learning areas that they're going to experience when they go out. And we definitely didn't have our own education center or school. We had multiple classrooms that we had to rotate throughout campus, and it didn't give you that vibe of a school. Now you have a vibe of a school.
Mm-hmm. Great. Awesome.
Well, that's my list.
Well, and people, a chance, check out McCarthy Hall.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you got to see it to believe it, you know?
Yeah.
It still has a new paint smell.
You like that new paint smell?
I like that.
And the carpet.
Yeah.
The carpet, too.
And we will definitely accommodate anybody that wants to see it. We'll give them a tour.
Yeah, right, absolutely.
Right. Don't you have a Teacher's Day coming up?
We have two.
Two of them. Okay.
Yeah. And a little bit about that is we want to give the juniors and seniors that are looking at going to college and going into teacher education what it's like on campus. And our students, we have an advisory committee that's made up of about 12 to 15 students. We actually have a meeting at 11:30 to talk about it and prepare for it. But they take them around. They actually go through several classrooms that they get to sit through the entire classroom. We do a student forum. Our students have lunch with them and their families. So it's a great experience. And the students that visit here, they mention that this is a whole different type of college visit than we've experienced in the past. From just walking around and seeing campus, we get to see what classrooms are like, we get to meet professors, and most importantly, we get to meet the pre-service teachers that are in the program.
Almost like hands-on.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
kind of gives
nice.
Them a day in life of being a Valley City Viking in the education program.
That is so cool.
That is very cool.
What are the dates on that?
No.
No dates yet.
One is next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Okay. One is next Wednesday, and it's the first Wednesday in November.
Okay. And I think there was something to it, too, that, hey, the school that had the most students here would receive some kind of a scholarship.
$500 scholarship,
okay.
Right.
Very good. Mm. Okay. Well, there's a little incentive alone, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
It's good. How many do you think will come?
Over the two events, the year before, not last year, but the year before, we had 40 visit. Mm. And out of the 40, I think 38 actually enrolled here to be teachers.
Wow.
Last year we had 40, but a larger group of juniors, which is not bad to have juniors, too, because they need to start thinking about college. So,
yeah.
But we get a large percentage of the ones that do visit and attend that event that actually enroll here in our inner education program.
Okay, and they're going to get an eye-popping experience this time.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, we roll out the red carpet, and we have the president, the vice president, and the dean visit with them, so yeah.
Is the governor invited?
And of course,
we don't want to stimp that low.
And, of course, free lunch. And of course,
any ice cream?
It's going to be cooking.
Well, then they would enroll for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, boy. You know, I do have roots in Napoleon, too, and I bet we're related somehow, you know? All Germans are related. So.
Yeah, great communities.
Yeah, they are. Great community, and Valley City State University, also a great community.
Yeah,
it is. Just a blessing for Valley City.
Mm-hmm. Very similar. Valley City is very similar to Strasburg and Napoleon, maybe a little more seasoned. I hope nobody from Strasburg and Napoleon heard that. But
our numbers just went up in Strasburg and Seaton.
I think they did. Really? All right. Dr. Burghad, thank you so much for stopping by today. We appreciate you.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
All right. Are you ready for this week's joke or quiz?
Yeah, what do the girls come up with?
The granddaughters from Minot. Parents are VCSU grads, so we give them a little time. Why did the credit card go to jail? Why did the credit card go to jail? Know that one?
Oh, man. Why did the credit card go to jail?
Want the answer?
Might as well.
It was guilty as charged.
Oh, boy. Okay, then.
No reaction back there.
They're embarrassed.
Okay, well, this week's quiz and joke.
Girls.
That coming from granddaughters Kate, Fran, Liz, Eve, and Faye. There's five of them.
In one family.
In one family in the same house. Mom and dad, VCSU grads. One played football. And... Boy, I don't know how they do it, but they do it. Today in sports, want a shot at that?
Yeah.
Here's one for you. I think we talked about this last year. We've been on almost 2 years now. Mm-hmm. 1916, Georgia Tech. They're still around.
Mm-hmm.
Coached by this guy, John Heisman,
mm-hmm.
defeats Cumberland 222-0.
They didn't have running clock back then.
Did Cumberland get the ball?
I don't know if they did. They didn't have it for long.
I wonder how many fumbles in that game.
Oh, boy.
On this day, 1984, Walter Payton passes Jim Brown as the NFL's career rushing leader.
Mm-hmm.
Sweetness.
Did it against New Orleans Saints, if memory serves.
On this day, 1989, Oakland A's outfielder Ricky Henderson steals a record 8 bases in a playoff series against... the Toronto Blue Jays.
Okay.
How about that? And one more here. New Orleans quarterback on this day in 2012, Drew Brees, breaks Johnny Unitas's NFL record for consecutive games with a touchdown pass, 48, when he connects with Dewey Henderson in the Saints' 31-24 win over San Diego.
Okay.
Some birthdays today.
Mm-hmm.
On this day, 1931, Fitzsimmons was born.
NBA coach.
Mm-hmm. 1976, on this day, Charles Woodson was born, cornerback, mm-hmm. Heisman Trophy, 1997, U of Michigan.
Yep.
9-time Pro Bowl, Super Bowl 2010, Green Bay Packers. And other birthdays today, Oliver North is 82.
Oh.
Political commentator, retired U.S. Marine, born in San Antonio. Mookie Betts is 32.
Former Red Sox. Now a Met. Or Dodger, I'm sorry.
Simon Cowell is 66.
All right.
I don't know if many of us smile when we hear this name, but Vladimir Putin is 74 today.
Okay.
Mellencamp, John Mellencamp,
mm-hmm.
Cougar Mellencamp, however mm-hmm. you want to call him, 73. Right. Tony Braxton is 58.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one for you, a little trivia. 1949, Dave Hope was born. Rock bassist for the group. Any idea? Dust in the Wind?
Hmm. Oh, Kansas.
Yeah, there you
okay.
go. Okay. And here's a little history note.
Okay.
Born on this day, 1728, Caesar Rodney. History. American judge, was a founding father, Declaration of Independence, died in 1784.
Okay.
His signature is on, signed the U.S.
Okay.
Declaration of Independence. Did not know that.
There you go.
A lot of people signed, and I guess we probably don't look at the whole list.
No.
But, Oh, yeah. You mentioned this, I think, maybe a week or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
On this day, the Beatles rejected an offer of $1 million from promoter Sid Bernstein to make a second appearance at New York's Shea Stadium. That was on this day in 1967.
Yeah.
$1 million in 67 is worth what today?
A couple more zeros.
Yeah. Maybe a billion? I don't know. Yeah. Who knows?
But that's it.
That is going to do it for another Toast and Jam. Want to thank our guest again, Alan Burgad, Dean of School of Education here at VCSU. Thank you. And thanks to our executive producer now really getting a hold of that seat.
He is taking the reins.
Yeah, I think he is.
He's got the reins.
Yeah. Mr. Rogelstad, thank you, Austin, and the rest of the group back there. And one more before we go. How about a last word? Do you have anything there, big guy?
Oh, boy. Just enjoy the weather. We've got nice fall weather going on here, and the leaves are churning. Nice. We got Viking baseball coming up tomorrow.
Okay. Fall baseball.
Fall baseball. If you want to over at Charlie Brown Field, as they're taking on Bismarck State. So that is going on tomorrow, 2 o'clock.
Minnesota Vikings, who's it going to be? I mean, they got a week off now.
Yeah.
Is it going to be Carson Wentz, or is it going to be J.J. McCarthy starting against Philadelphia? I'm going to that game.
You are going to that
Yes.
game. So it's not in Philly.
Not in Philly. Minneapolis bus ride is long enough.
All right. Do you have a final thought, sir?
Yeah, final thought?
We'll give you a chance to have a final thought.
Well, I'm going to the game also.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, are we on the same bus?
Well, I'm driving.
Okay.
And I hope Carson starts.
You know what?
Against his former team.
You know, I think I'd keep it rolling right now. Yeah. You know, I don't think McCarthy was ready.
Right.
And I don't think it was all about an ankle. I think it was an injured ego a little bit, too.
That's what I thought.
Good for Carson.
Good for Carson. Yeah. You know,
absolutely.
That was great.
Good for North Dakota, good for Carson.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
His career hasn't been all fair to him either. So remember that, well, that first year that he really got the start for Philadelphia, he gets injured, another guy steps in, they win the Super Bowl.
And he was having an MVP season.
And he was. So
he was.
You know, good for him and good for North Dakota. And we got Thielen there, too. Good for Minnesota. I mean, he's a Minnesota grown, not too far from North Dakota.
Wouldn't it be awesome when they beat the Eagles?
Oh, yeah. Little revenge.
Oh, yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Mm.
That's in 2 weeks.
That would taste good.
Yeah.
Really good.
They've had our number for so many years.
Oh,
oh goodness. And so do you get a lot of shots at that Nipfla soup? Do you get a lot of shots? Do you have somebody at the house that can do that?
Yes.
Okay.
Not enough, though.
Next time we have them on, we got to have ice cream and Nipfla soup.
Oh, yes.
That would be
and maybe some kraut on the side.
Homemade ice cream.
Yeah.
And I'll bring the sausage.
Oh.
There we go. We'll have ourselves a feast.
We'll just do a little lunch early.
There we go.
That sounds really good.
Oh, I love it.
All right. Hey, that's going to be it. That's all she wrote. Toast and Jam saying bye-bye for now.